This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. An organized crime investigation has forced the president of the University of Massachusetts to quit his job. Yesterday, William Bulger offered his resignation effective September 1st. He was one of the state's most powerful politicians at one time, but he'd been under pressure to resign because of the federal investigation of his brother, who's a fugitive mobster. From member station WBUR in Boston, Fred Tice reports.
University of Massachusetts President William Bulger blamed political pressures for his resignation.
The university has become the target of what I think must fairly be described as a calculated political assault. This assault has been mounted from a particular quarter.
That particular quarter is Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who yesterday called the 69-year-old Bulger's resignation a positive development. Last year, then-Governor-elect Romney first suggested that Bulger should step down. The president of the statewide public university system had refused to testify before a congressional committee. Congress was investigating the relationship between his brother Whitey, the state's most notorious gangster, and the FBI. Whitey Bulger fled in 1995 prior to his indictment on charges related to 21 murders. Pressure for William Bulger's resignation mounted this summer after the committee granted him immunity from prosecution because when he finally testified, his answers remained vague. The committee is investigating whether Bulger was truthful in his answers. John Lombardi, the chancellor of the flagship campus of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, also blamed Massachusetts politics for Bulger's demise.
It's a contact sport, and it's not unusual in the range of state politics, but the state is very small, and so it's very personal.
From 1978 to 1996, as the Democratic president of the state Senate, Bulger was considered the state's most powerful political player. His influence could be seen as he wrangled with Governor Romney over the last year. The state legislature refused to enact Romney's proposal to eliminate Bulger's position. And to the end, Bulger has counted U.S. Senator Edward Kennedy in his camp. Elizabeth Sherman is a research fellow at the Center for Public Leadership at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.
It's the end of an era. I mean, William Bulger has dominated Massachusetts politics for several decades.
Most of the Board of Trustees have been unwavering in their public support of Bulger. So this summer, Governor Romney said in the future he would only appoint trustees who would vote against Bulger's presidency. Bulger cited Romney's threat as a factor leading to his resignation yesterday. He offered his resignation, he said, in order to relieve the board from what he called political pressures from Romney.
I increasingly believe that the university and its board of trustees should not be subjected to further assault. I hope that the step I take today will be helpful in our effort to provide a measure of protection for the university.
Bulger will receive nearly $1 million in severance. One lone trustee called the package excessive. Others defended it as far less than the amount to which Bulger was legally entitled under his contract. Bulger has agreed to relinquish his lifetime tenure as a professor at the university and yesterday declined to say what's next for him. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.